Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 8 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The God of Grace and Mercy. James Montgomery Boyce said, "The first story in Joshua is a story of God's mercy rather than his wrath." Our text today is Joshua 2, verse 1. "And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, 'Go, view the land, especially Jericho.' And they went and came into the house of a prostitute, whose name was Rahab, and lodged there." The first chapter of Joshua ends with Israel preparing to cross the Jordan and take the Promised Land. The last few verses ensure that the 2.5 tribes that will settle east of Canaan will assist them in the conquest. One would think that the first words in the next chapter would be Israel conquering cities and destroying nations. While that will come later, God has his eyes on the salvation of a prostitute who lives in Jericho. Her name is Rahab. While God will eventually destroy the entire city, he saved Rahab's family because of her faith and his grace and mercy. While many people have trouble understanding a God who would destroy entire nations for wickedness, we need to remember that first and foremost, God's grace is displayed to anyone who repents and trusts him. Kenneth Matthews declares, "Although Rahab is a Canaanite and a prostitute, her deliverance shows that God's grace extends to any person who will confess him." James, the half-brother of Jesus, understood this when he wrote in James 2:13, "Mercy triumphs over judgment." The Apostle Paul knew that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, as we see in Romans 8:1. First and foremost, we have a God who saves. Remember what Joshua's name means. Yahweh is Savior. And barely two chapters into a book named Yahweh is Savior, we see God saving the life of a prostitute named Rahab. Max Lucado writes it beautifully. Her resume needn't mention her profession. Yet, in 5 of the 8 appearances of her name in Scripture, she is presented as harlot. 5! Wouldn't one suffice? And couldn't that one reference be nuanced in a euphemism such as Rahab, the best hostess in Jericho, or Rahab, who made everyone feel welcome? It's bad enough that the name Rahab sounds like rehab. Disguise her career choice, veil it, mask it, put a little concealer on this biblical blemish. Drop the reference to the brothel, please. But the Bible doesn't. Just the opposite. It points a neon sign at it. It's even attached to her name in the Book of Hebrews Hall of Fame. The list includes Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and then, all of a sudden, the harlot, Rahab. No asterisk, no footnote, no apology. Her history of harlotry is part of her testimony. When God displays his mercy and grace, it testifies to his power to save and demonstrates his love for the lost. Our salvation is why Jesus was sent from heaven to earth. It was all part of God's plan. Luke 19:10 proclaims, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." God sought out Rahab to save her and her entire family. His plan involved 2 spies and a scarlet cord. God is still seeking out the lost. His plan includes his only son and a blood-stained cross. God's plan has many facets. His plan is so perfect, it projects far into the future. Joshua chapter 2 records the plan to save Rahab. Nobody but God knew at this point in time that Jesus' family tree would include this Canaanite prostitute from Jericho. We read these words in Matthew 1:5, "And Salmon, the father of Boaz by Rahab, only God could save a prostitute from an enemy nation and plan the birth of his son through her lineage. He is the God of mercy and grace. Warren Wiersbe says, "The Bible associates Rahab with the Messiah. When you read the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 1, you find Rahab's name listed there, along with Jacob, David, and other famous people in the Messianic line. She has certainly come a long way from being a pagan prostitute to being an ancestress of the Messiah. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, as we see in Romans 5:20. Just as God had a plan for saving Rahab, God has a plan of salvation for your life too. His plan for you has eternal projections. He wants to save you from your sins and give you the privilege of living in spiritual victory. You could call that promised land living." Some questions to consider. In what ways have you seen God's mercy and grace displayed in your own life? What does it say about God that He saves whosoever puts their trust in Him? God cares about every individual soul. He must punish sin because He is holy and just, but He has a plan to save. His mercy triumphs over judgment. However, His triumph works through your trust. Faith opens the door for you to receive His forgiveness and salvation. Have you received His salvation? If so, in what ways are you growing spiritually and living in victory? If you haven't trusted Jesus for salvation, why not? Pray with me. Lord, thank You for Your grace. I pray that today You would be revealing to us how we can live fully into that grace. Lord, show us how to live our lives such that we glorify You in everything we do. We love You, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen.